Welcome to episode 1252 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Have you ever looked at the world and wondered why evil seems to thrive? Why the wicked prosper? Why injustice seems unchecked while righteousness is overlooked? You're not alone. The disciples of Jesus lived in a world of Roman oppression, religious hypocrisy, and social brokenness. They expected a Messiah who would clean house immediately. Instead, Jesus gave them a parable, not of swift judgment, but of patient waiting. This is the parable of the weeds, and its message is as powerful now as it was then. The parable of the weeds, also called the parable of the wheat and the tares, is found in Matthew 13, verses 24 to 30, with Jesus' explanation in verses 36 to 43. It is the second in a series of seven parables Jesus teaches in Matthew 13, all focused on the kingdom of heaven. By this point in Matthew's gospel, Jesus has gained a large following, but also increasing opposition, particularly from religious leaders. There is confusion and division among the people. Some believe Jesus is the Messiah. Others accuse him of being empowered by Satan. The disciples are still learning what the kingdom of God really is. They, like many Jews, expected a political, nationalistic kingdom. In this setting, Jesus uses parables to both reveal and conceal truth. Those open to him receive deeper understanding. Those hardened in unbelief remain confused. The parable of the weeds, therefore, serves as a clarifying picture of why good and evil coexist and what God's ultimate plan is.
The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field, but while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared also. And the servants of the master of the house came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have weeds?" He said to them, "An enemy has done this." So the servants said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he said, "No, lest in gathering the weeds you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and at harvest time I will tell the reapers, 'Gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'"
Jesus later explains the meaning of this parable to his disciples. The farmer is the Son of Man, Jesus. The field is the world. The good seed stands for the people of the kingdom. The weeds are the people of the evil one, those who are aligned with the forces of darkness. The enemy is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age. The reapers are angels. At the end of the age, the Son of Man will send his angels to separate the righteous from the wicked. The wicked will be judged, and the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let's step back and break down this parable. There's an enemy at work. The first thing Jesus teaches us in this parable is that not all brokenness is accidental. There is a real enemy, one who opposes the good work of God in the world. He is subtle and deceptive. He sows when no one is watching. But notice, the enemy can't destroy the wheat. He can only try to confuse, delay, or distort. His strategy isn't frontal assault, it's counterfeit community. He sows imitation lives among true believers, hoping to discourage, distract, or discredit them. This should awaken us, not to fear, but to discernment. We must recognize that not all growth is healthy, and not all religious activity is of God. There are weeds in the field, and God sees them even when we can't. A second point that we should pay attention to: there's a temptation to act prematurely. The servant's reaction is understandable. "Do you want us to pull them up?" It's the same impulse many of us have, to fix things now, to purify the church, to eliminate corruption. We want to separate good from bad, immediately. But Jesus says, no. Why? Because we are not qualified to judge rightly. We don't always know the difference between wheat and weeds. In the early stages of growth, they look alike, and if we try to pull one, we might damage the other. Jesus is warning against the zeal of religious gatekeeping, the kind that seeks to exclude rather than disciple. His message is clear: patience over premature purging. Here's another one to consider. There's a promise of future judgment. Just because judgment is delayed doesn't mean it's denied. Jesus says the harvest will come. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather out all that causes sin and all who do evil. The weeds will be burned. The wheat will shine like the sun in the kingdom of the Father. This parable reminds us God's justice is sure, even if it's not swift. Evil will not have the final word. Sin will not go unaddressed. There will be a reckoning, and it will be righteous. For those who trust in Jesus, this brings comfort. We don't need to take vengeance or panic when wrong seems to win. God sees. God knows. God will act at the right time. Know that there is a call to endurance. While we wait for the harvest, we are called to faithful growth, not to obsess over the weeds, but to become mature wheat, rooted, fruitful, and ready for the harvest. Yes, the field is messy. Yes, it's hard to live for Christ in a world where sin thrives. But Jesus says, "Let them grow together until the harvest." This is not resignation. It's a call to perseverance. Can we trust the Master's timing? Can we bloom even when surrounded by weeds? Can we hold fast to hope when evil is loud? Jesus invites us to do just that. Let's get deep. What does this parable reveal about Jesus' character? Jesus is not an impatient king. He is a merciful sower and a patient judge. He is willing to wait, to protect the wheat, even if it means tolerating the weeds for a season. This reveals the compassionate restraint of God. He is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He delays judgment not because he is indifferent, but because he is giving more time for repentance. As Peter later writes, "The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, but is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." Jesus is not eager to destroy. He is eager to redeem. What does this parable reveal about Jesus' purpose? Jesus did not come to create an isolated utopia. He came to plant his kingdom in the midst of brokenness. He came to redeem the world from within, not escape from it. This parable challenges our assumptions. We often think the church should be pure, separate, perfect. But Jesus says, the kingdom grows in the same soil as evil. The world is his field. The church is his witness within it. The presence of evil doesn't mean the kingdom is failing. It means the battle is ongoing, but the victory is already secured. What do we learn about Jesus' ministry from this parable? Jesus sows the word, patiently tends to his people, and promises a final harvest. His ministry is not reactive. It is purposeful and prophetic. He is not surprised by evil, nor does he panic. Instead, he continues to sow truth, call disciples, and build his kingdom. His warning is also clear. Not all who look like wheat are wheat. His invitation is personal. Will we be children of the kingdom or children of the enemy? His ministry invites us to self-examination, endurance, and hope. So how then should we respond? Let's suggest four ways. 1. Trust the sower. Resist the urge to judge prematurely. Leave room for God's wisdom and timing. When evil seems unchecked, remember, Jesus is in control of the field. 2. Examine your own roots. Don't assume you're wheat. Ask the Spirit to search your heart. Have you been transformed by grace? Are you bearing kingdom fruit? 3. Persevere in the messiness. Don't let the presence of weeds discourage you. Keep growing, keep loving, keep serving. You are not alone in the field. 4. Live for the harvest. Let the certainty of judgment purify your priorities. Live with eternity in view. Let your life shine like the wheat in the sun. Remember, the goal of this parable is not to stir anxiety, but to anchor us in hope. Jesus sees the mess, and he's not worried. He's tending the field. He's guarding the wheat. He's preparing the harvest. And he's inviting you to be ready. Don't be surprised by evil's presence in the world, or even within religious contexts. True and false followers will grow together until the final judgment. God sees the difference, even when we can't. Judgment belongs to God, not us. Our role is to remain faithful and fruitful. Evil has a source, the enemy, the devil, but it also has a destiny, destruction. There is hope for the faithful. We will one day shine like the sun in the Father's kingdom. Father, you are the master of the field and the Lord of the harvest. Teach us to trust your timing, to wait with hope, and to grow with endurance. Help us not to fear the weeds, but to fix our eyes on Jesus, the true sower of the kingdom. Search our hearts, prune what is false, and strengthen what is true. We long to shine like the sun in your presence. Until that day, keep us faithful. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today,